D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Dumb. All right, it's trifecta time indeed.
Boy, it's so much happening here.
Yeah, there is a lot happening. So we are going to try our best to induct someone that I don't know if he's got a really good shot. And it's never a good way to start things.
That's not a good beginning opening
to
your
like
presentation.
Yeah, I'd like to see you build that up a little more. Do we have Donovan?
Damn hell right you do.
All right. Hi, Donovan.
Hello. And
do we have a functioning, active trifecta going presently?
Working on room 501, currently occupied by Bill Mercer.
Bill Mercer.
Oh, wow. This is the only one. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, let's get him a friend.
Let's try to do it. We, Donovan, are trying to induct him. By the way, sponsored by?
Globe Life.
Globe Life. Very good job today on that music segment about drugs.
Thank you, Snake.
I mean, I love drugs and music, so I was like, yeah, man, this is so cool.
Two great tastes that go great together.
So cool. And so we're going to try to induct a man who is a director of films. And that man's name is Ted Kotcheff.
Never heard of him.
Okay, see, this is already a bad way to start. Ted is a Canadian film and television director.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. He's Canadian. It's probably Bob's already crossed him out. Would you take that, Tariff Boy?
I'm pro-Canadian.
Okay.
They're our friends.
Let him go to Canadian heaven.
Yeah. So he is a... he began his career in Canadian television at the age of 24.
On SCTV?
He was very instrumental in the comedy scene up in Canada before he decided to launch himself into Hollywood and to start doing feature films. The first thing he did was a film called Fun with Dick and Jane, which was a Jane Fonda movie that actually has been remade as a Jim Carrey movie back, I think, in about 15 years ago or so. They redid Fun with Dick and Jane. And Dave, see if this sounds familiar. It's about a very rich couple who loses their job and they start robbing their friends.
Aha. Uh-huh. Your Friends and Neighbors with John Hamm.
Yes. Yeah, it sounds a lot like that new show that is out on what?
Apple Plus.
Apple TV Plus, yes. So he did that. It was a huge, huge success. And so at that point, the Hollywood directors are like, all right, well, let's see what else you got. And there was a book that came out by a local author named Pete Gent. The book was called North Dallas 40.
Indeed.
Are you familiar with North Dallas 40?
Quite.
So this was a book when it came out, Donnie. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember as a kid, because I wasn't reading a lot of books when I was 7 or 8, but my parents talked about this book because the Cowboys were such a big deal, and Pete Gent had spent time with the Cowboys, and this was kind of his version, everybody thought, of what the Cowboys were like. And this movie starred Nick Nolte as one of the players. I can't remember if he was a quarterback or not. But the movie was a smash hit. Does this ring a bell at all? Do you know much about North Dallas 40?
I never read the book, and I don't think I've seen the entire movie, but I know what it is.
I mean, it was a cultural phenomenon.
True that.
Not only nationally, but obviously locally, where everybody thought that the Dallas Cowboys were these angelic choir boys. And this book painted a diametrically opposed picture.
Yeah. The public opinion was that everyone was as squeaky clean as Roger.
Exactly. Everybody wanted the entire Cowboy team to be Roger Staubach, when in reality they were just dudes. Just guys that were like anybody else.
In the 70s,
right.
Looking for trouble, loving to drink.
Right. So one of the stars that they cast was John Matusak, the former Oakland Raider.
That was a big painkiller one, too, right?
Huge painkiller. Yeah. Nolte was crushing up painkillers to get out of bed.
Get out of bed.
It was a really, really difficult scene. Matter of fact, I think that may have been the opening scene.
It was.
And so John Matusak, after a game, gets into an argument with the Tom Landry figure of the book and movie or whatever. So this is John Matusak. You tell me if this affected Ma and Pa Cowboy back in the 70s after a win for the North Dallas 40 team.
You should have studied Weak's tendencies.
Thought I did, Coach.
And you don't listen. We would have won if we studied those tendencies.
You never give us anything to bring in the game except your f***ing facts and tendencies. To you, it's just a business. But to us, it's still got to be a sport.
You're supposed to be a professional. You go out there and play
We'll work harder than anybody to win. But man, when we're dead tired in the fourth quarter, winning's got to mean more than just money.
You're hired to do a job.
Job! I don't want no f***ing job. I want to play football, you ass. I want some feeling. I want some f***ing team spirit.
This ain't no high school. You don't have to love each other to play.
It's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. And every time I call it a business, you call it a game. You and B.A. And all the rest of you coaches are chicken suckers. No feeling for the game at all, man. You'll win, but it'll just be numbers on a scoreboard. Numbers, that's all you care about. Man, that's not enough for me.
I don't have to listen to
you. Oh, yes, you do. You gotta listen to me for once. Hey. Yeah. All you coaches are chicken suckers. You're all chicken suckers. Damn you.
Far out.
That's Nolte at the end. He's just sitting in his locker watching the whole thing like, far out, man.
That sounded like a WWE sketch.
That's made up.
What's that?
Who speaks like that in a locker room? That's all made up.
Well, I mean, I know. I mean, Pete Gent played for the Cowboys, so he was just, that's his version of somebody going off on Landry.
I was kidding, but I know they speak like
okay. Sorry.
I'm kind of wondering where some of those beeps are covering, because that was a weird cuss word.
That was really close. That's not a long beep at all.
Chicken.
S. Yeah. So, yeah, that, all Cowboy fans freaked out over that movie and that book. Like, not my Cowboys. Not my. Anyway, Ted Kotcheff directed it. Huge hit. So then, fast forward just a couple of years, when a little-known, I think it was a manuscript that he got that he turned into a full-on movie. See if you recognize this gem from 1981.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore weather, to live off the land, to eat things that'll make a billy goat puke. In Vietnam, his job was to dispose of enemy personnel, to kill, period. Win by attrition. Well, Rambo was the best.
You know, we're just a small hick town sheriff's department, Colonel, but we're expected to...
Oh. You want a war, you can't win.
Whoa. Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that, Manny. Don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Yes! Oh, stand up. Sorry about that, yes. DJ. I meant to take the S word out, and I didn't at all.
Really?
yeah, but, yeah, so...
I didn't notice.
Is that Barney Miller?
Ted, would you stop it? Ted Kotcheff directed First Blood, the first of the Rambo series.
So he, as a director, got to get the worst performances out of all his actors.
What do you mean? You didn't think that Richard Crenna deserved an Oscar for that as Colonel Troutman?
I guess it's just 70s acting. I don't know.
Early 80s, by the way. Early 80s. Well,
do you like the monologue?
We'll do one better, because a couple of years later...
The building monologue?
A couple of years later, he is asked to dip his toes into 80s comedy and see if you recognize this beauty from Ted Kotcheff.
Larry?
Yeah?
You want to come in here for a minute, huh?
Yeah. Look, Rich is instant okay.
That's fine.
What?
Look what I found in his pocket.
Wow. Jesus. I never knew he was into the drug scene. God, look how much is here. This is not recreational, Rich. This is a career. This man needs some help, you know that? If he's not careful, he's going to wake up one morning dead. I watch 2020. I know the statistics. I read. What?
Larry Lomax is dead.
Why do these things always happen to me?
So
what kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you?
Lomax, of course, is Bernie Lomax. That is Weekend at Bernie's.
Dang.
He's winning me over now.
This guy might be the greatest director of all time.
Another cultural touchstone of our youth. Now, Donnie, did you see Weekend at Bernie's?
I did not.
Oh, my God. How did you miss that? It's spectacularly terrible, but yet it's perfect for that world, that 80s world that we all occupy.
Your world. I was watching Soul Man or something. I don't know.
Soul Man.
I mean, did you know anyone that was our age that didn't see Weekend at Bernie's, though?
No.
At the time, we were like, bro, you freak out, man.
And just to be
clear,
Donnie's talking the TV show Soul Man, not the movie Soul Man.
No, not the Ralph Macchio, Thomas Howell one.
The movie where the guy
turns...
Yeah, where he took the pills to turn black?
Yeah.
Don't try to correct what I'm saying. I'm talking about the movie.
Okay. All right. Well, I defer to you if you want to own seeing that movie. Good for you.
So again, North Dallas 40.
Yeah.
Rambo First Blood and Weekend at Bernie's.
Dang.
Making hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars and starting a franchise that still exists today in Rambo, basically. Ted Kotcheff. Lando?
I'm not that impressed.
Jeez. DJ?
Definitely worthy.
Ham?
Unworthy.
Oof, this is going to be tight. Dave?
I honestly had never heard of him, so no.
But the point is not if you've never heard of him, it's the presentation that now you know.
His movies are mid.
Jeez. Bob?
By virtue of him being Canadian, I'm going to upgrade him to a yes. I'm in.
This was a tough one for me, but I love Rambo so much I have to put him in.
Rambo and North Dallas 40. This is not a weak case.
I know. It's solid.
So,
but I've also never heard of him before 10 minutes.
Are we at a deadlock?
I think we're at a deadlock right now. Donovan, once again, you will be the decider.
Vote.
I am drunk off alcohol and power right now. Oh, my God.
Nobody in ticket history has ever held as much power as you hold right now.
I'm sorry, Bill Mercer deserves better. I say no.
Ted Kotcheff did not make it. Well, it was a stretch, but I thought it'd be fun to present him that way.
Yes.
And indeed it was. All right, Donnie.
Donovan, it's not always easy to do your job, but you did it well.
You do it with class, my friend.
I will continue to go get white girl wasted now. Thank you.
All right, you go do that. There he goes. Donovan Lewis.